Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Susan and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 26, 2025, and we are continuing to read in the Big Book, page 86, the first paragraph, When We Retire at Night, through to What Corrective Measures Should Be Taken. Today's readers are Jordan L., who will read the text, Leslie M., A Vision for You, and Shelley E. is our backup. Our newcomer greeters Alex K. and Robin P. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, March 25th, 10 a.m. Eastern, is 22,284. And for Wednesday, March 26th, 7 a.m. Eastern, 22,290. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. As a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Shelley E. to please read the 12 steps of OA for us. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The OA 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. I pass.
Thank you, Shelley. And I will now ask Barbara W. to please read the 12 traditions of OA. Thank you, Barbara.
I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. Glad to be here today. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. Our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry this message to compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought to never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, or divert us from our purpose. 7, every OA group or to be fully self-supporting, decline an outside contribution. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service center may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought to never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Helps the OA name ought to never be drawn into public controversies. 11, our public-relating policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain anonymity We need to always maintain anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles above personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you to both of our readers for joining us in the month of March. Our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. Have a quiet meeting. Everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter Into Action. Okay, so turn to page 86, and that first full paragraph is what we are. Tire at night through to what corrective measures should be taken. And I will now ask Jordan L. in Colorado to start reading and sharing with us. Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, thanks, Susan. I appreciate you leading the meeting this morning. My name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. So when we retire at night, we constructively review our day. Were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Have we kept something to ourselves which should be discussed with another person at once? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Or were we thinking of what we could do for others, of what we could pack into the stream of life? But we must be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. So if you notice here, that first question actually asks resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid. That's actually the questions that that's what we're told to look for in step 10. Step 10 being sort of a spot check inventories throughout the day as something comes up. There's different forms of step 10 inventory, but that's one of them, right? So this is meant to help us, let's say the day got away from us, which happens, you know. This review is meant to help us keep on track, so that when we do get a chance to review our day at the end of it, we're able to ask ourselves these questions and kind of bring this stuff to God, right? And some additional questions here about apologies, things that might need to be discussed with another person, and some positive questions as well, right? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could we have done better? Were we thinking of others, you know? I think that my tendency, when I first started doing the 11 step on a regular basis, my tendency was to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection. And it's given a really clear warning here not to do that. So it was important for me to consciously start to let go of some of that negative thinking. Because I think negative thinking was my default. That was where I hung out on a regular basis. So it was quite the revelation just to be consciously aware of that and to start to move away from that and into a more positive space on a regular basis. And that was something that I needed God's help with for sure. And I needed the example of you all, of my fellows here in recovery, to start to understand what it meant to practice this stuff on a regular basis. And then, of course, asking God's forgiveness and inquiring what corrective measures should be taken, and being willing to carry through with those. It could be that evening, but more than likely it's the following day, and taking those actions so that I'm keeping my relationships I'm keeping my relationships sort of in order on a regular basis. They're not getting way off track anymore. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Jordan L. in Colorado. So if you came in during Jordan's lovely share, let me take you to page 86, the first full paragraph, when we retire at night, through to inquire what corrective measures should be taken. So that's the paragraph that we are commenting on today. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if today is your third day, could I have your first name, your last initial, and the state or country you are calling from this morning?
Rachel L., California.
Thank you, Rachel. Who would like to join Rachel in this first round? Star one to unmute.
Sonia H., California.
Sorry, what was your first name?
Sonia.
Sonia, thank you. Sonia H. in California.
Joan Marie M. in Nevada.
Thank you.
Arlene from California.
Thank you, Arlene. Heavy on the West Coast here. Do I have any East Coasters? Midwest. All right, we're going to pause there then. I've got Rachel L., Sonia H., Joan Marie, and Arlene. So we're going to stay in California, which is where I am, and Rachel L., please join us.
Hi, Rachel L., compulsive overeater, official 100-pounder from San Diego, California. In the nightly review, I'm not going to say I'm perfect and I do it every single night. I try to, but, you know, sometimes I get a little lazy, I'm not going to lie. And sometimes I don't want to do it because I don't want to look at my day, you know, because some days, you know, I am very resentful and I don't want to look back on it. But every time I do my nightly review, I'm very happy that I did it because I get to look back on my day. And I've been doing a lot better with it with my sponsor. I've been typing it out because when I do it just by voice, I realize I kind of just blow through it a little bit, you know. So I've been typing it out with my sponsor, and we've been doing it together, and it's been really awesome, you know, doing this every night with her. and seeing, you know, was I resentful? Was I dishonest? Did I keep, and honestly, when it comes to the question, did I keep something to myself? 99.9% of the time, it's yes. Because I will always sit there and say, oh, that didn't bother me throughout the day, or, oh, that, I didn't need to say that, or, oh, you know, who really cares about that? And then I sit there and I tell my sponsor what happened. She goes, what do you mean that happened? And I go, oh, I should have said that. So it's always, you know, something, it's just something I need to, you know, really do my nightly review on and discuss with somebody at once. But yeah, so the nightly review is a really good check-in for me because it makes me sit down and think about everything throughout my day, and it really is a good check-in point before the night is over. And I need to get much better at doing it every single night because it makes me feel better when I do it. And you know, the laziness, I need to just, you know, I need to stop. It's easier said than done, but you know, I need to just get to it and do it. So with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Rachel L. in San Diego, California. Next, we're staying right here in California, and Sonia H., would you please unmute and share with us? Thank you.
I am Sonia, a compulsive overeater, grateful to be listening this morning and being able to participate. Thank you, everyone, for your service. I am most definitely grateful for this, of doing a step 10. Earlier in recovery, I didn't want to do it, and I didn't do it, and I was very fearful. But, you know, after reading in the OA 12 and 12 and how a step 10 helps me to achieve emotional balance, and that is my serenity. And last night I did a step 10 and followed the suggestions about, you know, asking for the next corrective action, and it came to me today. And that's the beauty of the program. I'm given suggestions on how to handle life situations, and it's most definitely was an important one related to a coworker. And I was reminded, like, to say the sick man's prayer. I was reminded to be in gratitude. And those are tools that, even though I've been told them before, I need reminder, and step 10 helps me to do that. So I'm thankful for everyone on this meeting, and with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Sonia H. in California. Next, we are going to Nevada. Good morning, Joan Marie.
Good morning, Susan. This here paragraph was the missing puzzle piece, because I don't know why I never heard it before in the OA meetings, but before Vision, I feel that this is such an important one for me, because that's what I did. I overate compulsively over my feelings, and I didn't know what to do with them, and then they would just build up and build up until I couldn't take it, wanted relief, and of course went to the food, which never did anything. Then I had two problems, the food where I couldn't stop and the same problem I had in the beginning. So this is so important, and it takes just a couple minutes. I mean, it's a yes or a no. And if it's a yes, we do I do a simple explanation for that. So, you know, I just really love the tools of the program, every single one of them, the outreach calls. I learned so much, and the meetings, you know, that explain even in depth where something in the readings I didn't really comprehend or couldn't put a connection to it. So I'm so grateful for all of you who share. And if you're a little bit feeling shy about sharing, just go for it. You'll say something that's a piece for someone else in their recovery. So with that, I'll pass because my dog is barking at me, and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jo Marie, and for the encouragement. Yes, as a reminder, there's no abstinence requirement to share. All right, next we have Arlene in California. And Arlene, if you can just share your last initial, so if anybody wants to call you, they'll have it. Thank you.
Hi, I didn't hear the last part because I was unsharing. What did you ask me to do?
Your last initial.
Oh, okay. Arlene B. in Ashley, Los Angeles, California. Nice to hear your voice. Step 10 to me is like a little microcosm of the whole program. And I say on awakening, I read that like about 4 days a week in the morning, and I forget about this. But it's so interesting. I just wanted to share that I was talking to my sponsor, and I said that I just sometimes feel like I have a deep pain. It just seems like I've always had it. And she said, well, you know, her opinion was, she said, that's a character defect. And I said, really? She goes, yeah. She said, I had something, not the same thing, but she said, I just, you know, worked on it, 6 and 7. And it always amazes me in this program how there's such freedom from either doing the 4th step or doing the 10th step. And because I always feel like being a victim is one of the most painful places. And to know that I have a part in it, and it's never like, oh, you know, you have a part in it, you're bad. No, if I have a part in it, then I can change. And I need to do this more. So I appreciate the reminder. And I think my sponsors comment kind of, you know, set me free, allow me to open up about that. And, you know, it's been a lifelong thing. But anyway, thank you so much. And I appreciate you being here and leading the meeting. And I'll close with that.
Thank you, Arlene B. in Los Angeles, California. All right. So a reminder where we are this morning. A nice full paragraph with lots of good stuff in there. Page 86, when we retire at night, through to what corrective measures should be taken. So again, if this is your third day to share on either meeting, so if you already shared once this morning, can't double dip. So I need your first name, last name, and where you are calling from this morning.
All right,
Debbie. C-P-F. Okay, I heard three people.
CT from Orange County.
Chrissy, Deb F. Where are you from? Deb S., I got you. And was there a Chrissy?
No, it's a Sylvia S. from Portland.
Sylvia S. from Portland.
Luann C. from Boise.
Thank you, Luann.
Cynthia C. from New Hampshire.
Thank you, Cynthia.
CK in California.
Thank you, CK.
Denise O. in San Francisco.
Denise O. in San Francisco. Okay, let's pause there. I have Deb S. Hopefully I got the last initial right, and you'll let us know where you're calling from. Sylvia S. from Portland, Luann C. from Boise, Cynthia C. from New Hampshire, CK from California, and Denise O. from San Francisco, also in California. So Deb S., if you could unmute and share with us and let us know where you're calling from this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much, too. Thank you, Susan, and for everyone on the line. And I am Deb F as in fun, and I'm in Texas. And I felt much like others sharing that maybe I didn't want to do a nightly review, especially the question that said, and what could I have done better? You know, it's like, what? Do you know what I've gone through today? But this really, really helps because, you know, in the morning part of the meditation, it says that we let God discipline us, you know, because we're undisciplined. I'm undisciplined. You know, hey, left to my own devices, guess what? I'm back in the food. I'm back into self-will run riot. And don't you know, and I know exactly how the world should be run. And it's not going my way, and I'm stomping my foot. So, you know, it just helps to bring me down from myself to do a nightly review and to begin with the end in mind. Actually, you know, how's my day going to go? What am I going to say at the end of the day? You know, am I going to let myself rove all over the place, just like, you know, a chained animal, or, you know, or am I going to really live fully human? And the only way I can do that is when I submit myself to God. Okay. Because, you know, I have this self that just wants to run riot. And I really do appreciate the nightly review, and it does help to bring peace into my life. And it helps me to see what I can do better. Okay, I wanted to take that question out. And I've done outreach calls, and I know some people suggested, why don't you just take it out? And I went, I didn't feel right about that. So anyway, and the flip side of all of it is I have a sponsor who suggested when I was struggling with a lot of food thoughts, she goes, what are your feelings? It's probably not the food, it's your feelings. What are you ignoring about yourself? And, you know, I have a disease that says I don't have a disease, and that's why I need to be accountable. And this is a real simple method, actually. I mean, it's Bill's brainchild, I think, you know, and it really does work. It really does work. It brings me down to my right-sized person, body, soul, everything, so that I don't have to be going all over the place, you know, because I can do that. But thank God for this program and for God himself. So anyway, thanks, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Deb F. for fun in Texas. Next, I have Sylvia S. in Portland.
Thank you. This is Sylvia F. as in Fox in Portland, recovered in Portland. I'm so glad to be with all of you this morning. And I am back from a relapse. I'm not coming back from a relapse. I am back from a relapse, short, intense one. So grateful to be back. And in a right mind. And that's what this is about, being not just being in a right mind, but staying in a right mind. So what happens is, you know, we've worked all of these steps and we get through step 9 and we're feeling such relief and such hope that our lives, our brains, our disease can be different. And then it's saying, and you have to stay at this. And so what we're asked to do is take an inventory of how we do all the time. How'd I do there? And that's a very neutral question. How did I do? What didn't I not do as well as maybe I would have wanted to? And how am I going to do better? But someone described it to me as if I'm staying alert, if I'm conscious in how I'm doing my day, it's like when you're driving down the highway and you get out of your lane and those little bumps go bump, 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 and you're out of alignment. You know, you're out of your lane, and so you come back in. That's what this reminds me of, is that it gives me a chance to stay where God would have me in alignment on a daily basis. And then if I've done something that, you know, I know I could do better, it was uncomfortable, if I own it right then, it doesn't have to grow on me. And it doesn't have to become shame. It doesn't have to be, shame is my big one, but it doesn't have to become shame or remorse. It's just, that is not how I'm going to do that next time. Forgive myself, ask God to forgive me, and then realign myself. So every day is a day. We read it in the book that we live within our higher power's will. And this is just checking it out. And for me, chances are I've done pretty well. And someone else talked about, you know, I want to look at everything I didn't do well. I have to remember, how did I help another fellow? I have to remember, what did I do for other people? Otherwise, my inventory is on how I didn't make it, how I didn't make the grade. And this is giving me a chance to say, literally, how did I do today? And then sleep, you know, I put that all aside and I get to sleep. I don't have to have monkey brain and redo my day in a whole lot of ways. And I love that, you know, writing it out, sending it to my sponsor.
That's time.
There's no thank you, and I will end up, when I send it to my sponsor, there's no surprises. We have material to talk about. And thank you, I pass.
Thank you, Sylvia in Portland. Next, we have Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. Good morning, Luann.
Good morning, Susan. Thanks. So happy to be here. I'm Luann C., recovered in Boise, Idaho. Really grateful to be here today. So this was really a game changer for me, just the one phrase, morbid reflection, and that they didn't want us to do that. And I looked up the definition of morbid. It's suggesting an unhealthy mental state or an attitude, unwholesomely gloomy, gruesome, causing characteristic of disease. I mean, that was so me. You know, morbid reflection was basically a room in my mind that it was like purgatory, and I would send myself to go there over and over, where I'd go over and over some situation of my past. If my daughter was having trouble, I'd go over and over, you know, trying to change the past, trying to find, you know, some redemption and self-forgiveness and hopefully a reprieve, as if I could change. Worked, but it was the only tool I had. But with this, you know, intercession of this process and the step 10, I have an answer to that futile practice of sending myself into timeout. You know, it's getting in the way of my usefulness to my higher power. And now that I'm connected to my higher power, you know, I don't want to waste time with that anymore. And before, I didn't want to waste time with it, but I didn't have the power not to. So I'm so grateful this morning. I love this paragraph. It was a real reprieve for me. So anyway, if you're new here, I hope you hear something makes you want to come back, because there's so much more than just the end of eating. All right. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you. That was Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. Next, we have Cynthia C. in New Hampshire. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for your service. Thank you for everybody who puts this meeting together. My name is Cynthia C., and I live in Conway, New Hampshire, in the White Mountains. And when we retire at night, we constructively review our day. So to me, this is my step 11. You know, during the day, I've done step 10s. And the way I practice my step 10s is, when there's an uncomfortable feeling, I immediately you know, ask God to show me what character defects are popping up, and then ask him to remove them. Then I tell my sponsor, I send her a text right away, and, you know, and then how can I help somebody else so that I get out of myself? And that's often, you know, to give someone else a call, a newcomer, or to speak at a share at a meeting, or whatever it takes. So, you know, so that when I retire at night, you know, I can review constructively, you know, where was I resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? And sometimes, often it's all of them. And sometimes it's just one of them. And it's very rare that there isn't something, especially lately. And what I've learned in my many years around these rooms is that if I do not do this, I'm going to eat eventually. This is my discipline. You know, it says at the end of this chapter that we are undisciplined, and people have talked about that. You know, where was I afraid? I'm always afraid. You know, do I owe an apology? And sometimes that's just to pray for somebody. Sometimes it's just to, you know, just make an amends with a living amends. And I do discuss it with somebody at once. you know, because then I can say, did I hold something back that I should have discussed with somebody? So was I kind and loving toward all? And, you know, and I have to really answer that honestly. And then what could we have done better? You know, and I try not to go with a list of a million things. I try to like make it at least one, or very rare. There's days that, you know, I think I did the best I could, but for the most part, there is something. And then what can we do? Were we thinking of ourselves most of the time? Well, yeah, I'm a self-centered, compulsive overeater, addict, you know, so, and I love that it ends with were we thinking of what we could do for others? Because, you know, outreaching to somebody, doing a step 10 during the day, you know, anything that helps share with another person or listen to a step 10 or, you know, take a sponsee call or whatever it is, you know, that helps us to feel like we did something okay that day. Thank you. And then, you know, that we don't drift into worry, remorse, and morbid reflection. So thanks so much for letting me share, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Cynthia C. in New Hampshire. Next, we have CK in California. Good morning, CK.
Peace. Good morning, everybody. CK out in California. Today is day 164 for me, and I'm really grateful for that. This is an excellent paragraph. excuse me. Been a little sick. But I recently started attending the Scottsdale, Arizona meeting. And I just feel so spoiled now. I just only want to go to Big Book meetings. I only want to go to Big Book meetings now. And anyways, the Scottsdale, Arizona meeting is amazing. And one of the fellows, I stayed after the meeting one night and I asked Harlan a question about my program. And he said, you know, the reason that's happening for me is I'm not doing enough 10s, 11s, and 12s. And I really took that to heart. And a fellow from that meeting sent me Harlan's Vision for You cold shower special edition. And then it's a wonderful special edition. And it's a good reminder in there about what's the most important thing. And the most important thing is my relationship with my higher power. And it's not my abstinence. I have to be focused on my spiritual life and my connection and, you know, thinking about how can I best serve thee. And, you know, all the steps, Harlan said, are designed to reduce the level of emotions that cause me to want to use food, you know, chemicals and people, you know, to abuse myself. And these step 10s help me reduce the level of toxicity in my body that urge me to use. And, you know, this is like a game changer. I knew these things intellectual, but it just hit different when I heard this special edition. And, you know, these step 10s I thought were so complicated, but Harlan gave an example in that special edition. These are like 2-minute things I can do throughout the day. And, you know, now that I'm so focused on how can I best serve thee, this nightly review is in my mind throughout the day because I got to answer these questions at night. You know, what did I do today? You know, and if I didn't live in a way that pleases my higher power, then, you know, that is that disappoints me and myself. And so I want to do things today that make my higher power smile, make my higher power happy. And, you know, the only way I can do that is I need to be focused on my 10s, 11s, and 12s every single day and focused on my higher power. And so I'm just so grateful for this program. Like, it truly is a design for living. This Big Book helps me every single day. And, yeah, and all of you help me as well. So thanks for letting me share. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that I have solutions today, you know. Harlan told me in that special edition that the buildup of emotion demands one or two things. You know, I'm going to either hurt myself with people, places, or things, or I'm going to work the steps. And so just for today, I'm going to work the steps. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, CK in California. Next up, we have Denise O. in San Francisco, California.
Good morning. This is Denise O. in San Francisco, California. and I'm a compulsive overeater. And just wanted to share on this paragraph. It's so powerful. I am not at step 11 yet, but yet is one of my favorite words. I truly believe I will get here because I started working with a recovered sponsor a week ago and feel so blessed about that. Some of the awesome things I've already heard about this paragraph I want to keep in mind is someone sharing the idea of beginning with the end in mind, as far as keeping this this step, I guess, in mind when I start my day. I kind of interpret that as a way to keep myself accountable and aware, awake and aware of my actions and what the consequences of them may be, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. And I love the idea of ending the day with all of these questions. I think I'm going to write them all out kind of one at a time on a separate piece of paper, just to start practicing what to keep in mind throughout my day to review at night. Let's see. Oh, but also the line, but we must not be careful to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection. For that would diminish our usefulness to others. And when we read this paragraph, this time that really stuck out to me, like, oh, I know I've read this paragraph hundreds of times, but I never connected that drifting into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection could then diminish my usefulness to others. And I realized that's because I started thinking more about myself again. Yeah, with that, I'm going to pass. And thank you all so much for your service and for being there. And I'm Denise in California. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. All right. We definitely have time for one more, maybe a two-minute one. So who's been holding out on us? Anyone like to share on this paragraph? Star one to unmute.
Kathy P. from Oregon. Hello there. My name's Joanne. Can I share?
Hold on, Joanne. Kathy's before you, and we'll see how much time we have left. Okay. So go ahead, Kathy P., and tell us where you're calling from.
Oh, hi, Susan. Thank you. This is Kathy P. from Oregon. My 11 steps. Number one, it helps me realize if there was a 10 that I missed during the day. And also, it also helps me realize what I could have done better. It makes me look at myself so that if I see that there's change that needs to be done. And I think it really strengthens my 10 steps as well because of the process. And anyway, I just think it's a beautiful process and a beautiful step. And with that, I'll pass. And I'm from Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Joanne, come on in and let us know your last initial and where you're calling from this morning.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Joanne Yu, and I'm from West Virginia. Excuse me. And yeah, just to share on the phrase, we have to be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection. So basically, do not be discouraged with what you find out, which has been a bit of a godsend for me whenever I read that phrase, because it makes me want to do it more. You know, if I kind of feel I'm going to go down a path, like what we've kind of shared, you know, basically the focus is back on me and how bad I feel rather than on others. So that's just been a real helpful thing, a thought to remember that when I'm doing any inventory throughout the day or the evening, in the morning, it's being careful not to
you know, drift into that morbid reflection and regret and remorse, because that just takes me away from God, who's my source, who, you know, is what this is about, having that relationship with your creator, with your God, as you understand. And that's the only chance that I have if I want to stay recovered and stay on this course, this spiritual way of life. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, we still have some time. Who else would like to be brave and star one and unmute? It's been nice to hear some new voices this morning. Anybody else? This paragraph on page 86, when we retire at night, through to what corrective measures should be taken. This will be our last share.
This is Seema R.
Go ahead, Seema. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California. I have realized kind of a reflection at nighttime that really helps me to keep focus. And part of it is lots of time it's, I did this and it caused a ripple of effect. Some of it was needed, how I could have done it differently, or could have padded a little bit. I know I'm codependent, or was codependent. However, how could I have done it without kind of causing issues? And so that is quite helpful to be able to reflect upon myself, kind of. And even sometimes with my driving and looking at my cell phone, I realize, you know, going to the edge, and I'm like, I make the other drivers nervous that maybe I'm drunk or something, just the way I drive, because I'm trying to read a text or whatever. And what I have could have done better was pull over if something that was urgent, to do it that way. Let's see. And some of the stuff that I may think that I could have done it better because of somebody else's reaction, I would just give it to God and not, like, it was something that needed to be said, and it was said in a gentle way, but the person had an exaggerated response, then that's not my problem. Like, I pray for my defect of character, my codependence. And with that, I'll pass.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Seema R. in California. And we are at the end of our service positions for March. So I'd like to thank Jordan L., Leslie M., Shelley E., Alex K., and Robin P., who will be staying on with you after we close. If you need a sponsor or are available, please stay on. And Tanya P. and Barbara W., who read the steps and traditions for us this month. All right. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Leslie M., will you please read a vision for you for us? Thank you.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for your service. Leslie M., recovered compulsive overeater, Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.